This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Lots of things happening this time of year in the Umpqua Valley, and tomorrow it is River Appreciation Day. Julie Lowe from Umpqua Watersheds, and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, not just any River Appreciation Day, but a special number.
This is actually our 40th, and I'll tell you how it came about. 40 years ago, about four decades ago, Roseburg had a new sewage treatment plant, and we had a power outage, and they did not have a backup generator for that power plant, so all the sewage spilled into the Umpqua River. And activists, you know, became outraged because our rivers are everything around here. It just symbolizes what Roseburg and Douglas County is, our rivers. And so they got together and they decided to do something about it. And they came together in, you know, to celebrate the rivers. It wasn't an angry thing so much. But what they did is they insisted on a backup generator. And then they started the River Appreciation Day, which is a celebration of our rivers and how we need to be thoughtful in protecting them ahead of time, ahead of disasters.
And you're doing this out at River Forks Park, which is really cool because it's the two meet.
That's where the two rivers come together, and it's really cool. We have a guy, we call him Captain Bluebird with Blue Dream Wildlife Tours. He's going to have his boat out there, and he'll give free rides to everybody up and down that river right there, which is neat. Very often you have the osprey diving, and he'll throw a fish to them, and it's just a neat way to get down on the river.
Yeah, no, that would sound absolutely cool. That is such a great park, and talk about what's going on, what time, et cetera.
Well, classic of this celebration that's been going on for now 40 years. And 3 years after this disaster, the Oregon legislature got together and proclaimed the third Saturday of every July to be statewide River Appreciation Day. That's why we always do it this third weekend. So we'll always have music because that's just so classic Douglas County celebration is music and food, games, tabling, just everybody come together and enjoy the river.
And to have music out on the river is kind of cool.
It's classic. It's classic. It's what we're all about.
And who do you have playing?
We have Ken Carlone is going to be setting us up there. We have the Swiftwater Bluegrass Band, and then we have Melissa Ruth and the Likely Stories.
Wow, and I don't think I knew Ken Carlone played.
Ken is awesome, and he's just, he's been with this group for 40 years. Ken has been here as long as anybody, and so it's neat. We kind of have our founders back. In fact, Captain Bluebird, who I mentioned, was one of the original activists who got upset about the sewage spill 40 years ago. So he's going to be the one giving rides in his boat. So it's all the old-timers and the newcomers.
Wow. Well, I don't know about 40 being called old.
Well, you and I both.
I have to kind of think about that. But no, so big event just and an opportunity. I mean, you got booths out there and different things going on, right?
Yeah, just come on out. Bring a picnic. Bring your swimsuit. Bring a fishing pole. Bring floaties for the river. You can get right down there on the river. Just enjoy it. Just come out and relax.
And good weather for it. Should be a fun time out there. Can't wait for Friday to get done. There's so many cool things happening this weekend, and to get out there on the river tomorrow would be really cool.
And of course, it's free. Just come on down and relax and enjoy what makes our area so special.
All right, River Appreciation Day with Umpqua Watersheds. Julie Lowe, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
8:35 at the Morning Report.